Hey guys, you're tuning into
the Diamond Sound Podcast,
brought to you by
Diamond Sound Production,
and we are
the Diamond Crew.
Welcome.
Hey guys, my name is Pebbles. I'm the wife of Hell, and we've been married for 11 years. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and I have a big-ass family. Fun fact. All right, who's to my left?
It's Hada. I'm from Philly. P-H-I-L-L-Y. The ultimate Philly fanatic.
Fun fact.
I love audio.
All right. Who I have to my right?
Hi, everyone. My name is Erica, a.k.a. E. I am from the West Coast. Yeah, but I'm from California. But I also claim H-Town from Houston, too.
H-Town?
I am the wife of Josel, Hosel, whatever you want to call him that day.
He has many names. Many names.
He has many names. I am the wife of Hosel. That's what he's acting like today. And we have been married for 9 years.
Nice.
I love you, baby.
Oh, shit. She slapped it.
All right. Hosel, introduce yourself to the people.
Puerto Rico.
Yo, 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 what up? I'm Rico. I'm Jose, but you call me Rico.
You can say you're the husband of Erica.
I'm the husband
AKA
of... You need to shut your damn mouth. I'm the husband of Erica.
A.K.A.
E. I'm a little tipsy right now. My wife kind of hype right
Excuse
now.
Excuse us, we've been drinking, anyway. But that's what you want. You want us to be fucked.
Anyway,
where are you from, Jose?
I'm from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
I was brought up in PA.
Don't nobody need your life story, dog.
PA. Pennsylvania, a little town called Wilkes-Barre.
Yes, I've been there before.
All right.
So we're going to get into a quick little story about how we first met. Anyone who remembers the first time we all met?
Well, I bet G could probably contest to this, but... We met at like the boat bend. We probably been met, you know, but we really made that connection probably at the boat bend, at the Lawson bend, or probably
crazy.
It was probably like near the standard boats, but whatever.
I was thinking
the people don't know anything about hydraulic equipment. You cannot speak.
No, but I'm just being 100%. It's real shit. I'm just saying.
Oil field services, sir?
Yeah, we met there in oil field services. Summer J, oil field services. I went to Universal Technical Institute in Pennsylvania, Exton, PA. And Jose went to UTI in Houston. That's right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So we both had that background. We ended up in the same spot. And we went on loan out to Midland, Texas, and... That's where we met. I mean, that's where we started really kicking it. And then when we got back, we introduced our wives, and boom, there it goes.
From there on, it was history.
Look.
It was history from there.
Yep, and it's on. Now we got this fire-ass podcast. We got this fire-ass goddamn Diamond Sound Productions.
We got these kids.
Yep. Hey, and our kids is crazy. The kids is why we do this, for real, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Guys will meet them sometime later in the podcast. Y'all will meet them one day.
We already know about
it. We should interview our kids one day.
They're very, very, very big characters.
Well, you already know about the Daddy and Daughter podcast. Everybody know about that. You know, that's one of my favorite
podcasts. But check that out. Go stream that shit.
Yeah, go stream it up. You know, everything we put out, I'm telling y'all right now, I've been telling everybody for the longest, I'm like, look, we about to take off. Not me and my whole crew. And I put it in one of my songs. Look, the circle is like a motherfucking Cheerio. You know what I'm saying? We ain't letting in. You feel me?
It's locked tight.
We ain't letting in.
We don't got time for the bullshit.
So come on with it. If you want that work, come holler at us at Diamond Sound Production. I swear, I promise, everything we put out, everything we give y'all is top of the line. Industry standards. You know what I'm saying? So look, come fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? Because we here.
For sure.
We here and we ain't going nowhere.
So, you know what I mean? We're just going to get into a quick topic about COVID-19. And we're just going to talk about, we're going to start it off by discussing how it changed your life the most in this short period of time. What was the most drastic change that COVID-19 has done to you? And we'll start with Jose.
Yep. AKA Rico.
Jose.
Now.
Jose.
Jose. Yeah.
The way I feel about COVID-19, how it has changed my life at the current moment, it actually made me appreciate life a lot more because I get to spend more time with my kids.
Big facts.
And my crazy ass wife, yay. Erica, aka E, here.
That's me.
But yeah, during these times of quarantine and all that, I can say that I learned to be real, real close and learn my kids a lot more. I also have learned to feel really, I don't know, what can I say? Stress, like a stress level of wanting to do something.
So anxious, anxious.
Just wanna get my hands on something because currently I can't turn no wrenches. So
that's because we used to working 12 hours a day. You know what I'm saying? Putting our body in these crazy bonds and doing things.
I'm glad y'all not anymore.
We supposed to do, but you know, putting ourselves in crazy situations just so we can take care of our family. You know, just as any man would do, any real man, I should say. You know, so.
Hell, how has COVID-19 changed your life the most?
COVID-19 has changed my life in probably the most drastic way ever. You understand what I'm saying? Because it put me in a position to where I can really use my talents, you know what I'm saying, and really get focused on what I want to do, you know what I'm saying, and where my goals, is letting me reach my goals, you know what I'm saying, and Everything came from struggle. It came from hustle and determination. You know what I'm saying? So
basically, you're going to get me a return on our investment.
Oh, definitely. All this school I done went to, and all this hard work and all this dedication is about to pay off, and it's about to pay off right now. And this COVID allowed me to do that because it took me from working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, to being able to focus on my business, you know?
And be creative like Full Sail taught you.
Right. Well, Full Sail really ain't creative. It taught me a lot, you know?
It taught you to stay creative.
It taught me the industry level of creativity. It taught me, you know, how to be creative on the standards of where people are paying for the music, you know, or paying for your creativity and not just saying they're blowing you off, you know, and not like, man, this dude don't know what the hell he's doing. Because, you know, when my work come out, everybody know, you know what I'm saying, I got the fucking sauce.
So your shit doesn't sound like
right. For sure.
All right. Diamond Sound Productions.
Well, we will mix your sound for you.
Diamond Sound Productions.
Well, we will mix your sound for you.
Whether it's a hot 16 or a muddy mix,
we got the sound that's right for you. We got the sound down. We got the sound that's right for you.
We specialize in Foley, audio engineering,
game sound design, podcast, video, co-writing,
come let us grace you with this diamond sound.
Check us out at diamondsoundproductions.com. Diamond Sound Productions.
Well, we will make your sound for you.
All right. So, E, how has COVID-19 changed your life the most?
So... when all this stuff first started, you know, I was like,
Josel, let her be.
I was like, God, please lay me off. I want to be laid off. That's how I was when everything first started. But, you know, unfortunately, I had to work at the beginning of this crisis. Yeah. And I was reporting to work every day and stuff like that. And then a couple of weeks ago, I was laid off.
God answered my prayers. Hallelujah. Won't he do it?
The funny thing about it, we was dropping like flies.
Absolutely. Everybody knows.
First it was me. Ram in the bush.
First it was me. I called my nigga Rel. I was like, hey, yo, I just got laid off, G.
Hold on, you're over talking me.
He said, I'm on the way too, G. I'm right behind you, G.
I already knew it. they've been letting me know.
So, it's affecting me in a major way. I mean, I work in human resources, so to be laid off and have no idea about it, it's pretty bad. But you know, if I could send a shout out to my old job, I would say fuck y'all, and I'm gonna hate all y'all.
There you go. So shout out to you guys.
We ain't gonna put your name out there.
Yeah. But you know who you are, and fuck you.
I hope you bitches fall down those stairs, and you know what stairs I'm talking about, you bitches.
I love it.
Oh, can we curse on this podcast?
Yes, this is for everybody.
This should be
you
free.
Bitches. That's what it's for. But other than that, I got kids. I have young kids. I get to be at home with them, even though yes, they work my damn nerves. But I have a baby, and he's a little baby, and it's hard being quarantined. Hey, shout out to all the moms out there that's quarantined with your kids, and they all under five. Shout out to y'all, because I know y'all going through it. Shout out to y'all, man. Hey, if y'all need anything, don't call me, because I ain't got nothing for you. But shout out to y'all, man. God bless.
I love it.
I thought she was about to give somebody some call me.
Nope.
I give you 60 cents a day.
I ain't got no
for your nigga ass
advice.
Kids.
I ain't got nothing
to give. I'm going to tell you like that.
I got one piece of advice. Hide and run.
Lock yourself in your room for at least 30 minutes a day.
I have one piece of advice. Go to 7-Eleven, get your goddamn Swish Sweet, get your goddamn blunt, put some goddamn killer in it, put that pressure in it, roll that shit up, smoke that shit, and then holler at them. And it's going to be a different subject. You'll be like, I don't give a fuck. Here, give me your homework. I'll do it for you. Go upstairs and
Tommy's
do whatever.
Tommy's flipping over the back of the sofa. He didn't break his neck. He's okay.
Hey, and make sure that y'all stop. Moms, you moms out there with these young kids under five that's quarantined and you ain't got no help with you, make sure you stock up on your wine.
Yes, because it's a necessity.
Wine, all kinds of shit.
Make sure
it's a necessity.
Red. That red will get you laid.
You have some quarantine babies. Quarantine babies.
No, don't have no more of those. That's how you got to right, get got,
now. Oh, Lord. All righty, you guys. My name is Pebbles, and quarantine has changed my life. COVID-19 in general has changed my life drastically because I'm used to being at home with the kids more than I work, and now my husband is home with the kids, so I miss out on a lot of little things that I used to enjoy when I was with them, and I'm super scared to be at fucking work. I hide a lot. My job does not do the best job at protecting us in these times. They basically sitting at home on their laptops, and we are the ones out in the field holding it down.
Don't give a fuck.
They really could give two shits, but I'm scared like fuck. And it's a life-altering experience because when you're high risk like myself, it scares the shit out of you when someone comes in your store and don't have a mask on. So I live my life in fear every day, ladies and gentlemen. Prior to COVID-19, I did it.
I ain't scared of shit. Are you the only one out of all of us sitting here on the couch that's employed?
Yes, ma'am. I have a job. Tommy. Tommy's to my left. It's Tommy's to my right.
I'm working right now. Didn't I tell you I'm working right now?
We hear you. But I'm the one clocking in.
Don't worry.
Dude, you got a 401k.
Don't worry.
I carry insurance.
This one is comped to Diamond Sound Production, okay? You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely working right now. You know what I'm saying? But we comping this one.
It's fucking scary. I'd be hoping and praying and wishing to all of the heavens and gods above and beneath the earth to lay me the fuck off. I don't want to be out there.
God will answer prayers.
Because people don't respect your personal space. And I'd be like, man, back the fuck up. Like, I'd be doing the fucking Michael Jackson goddamn slide. I be fucking moonwalking. I be moonwalking. Like, ma'am, back up.
But
like,
check this out.
Hiding.
But check this
out. It's scary as fuck.
Why do customers feel that they can come in your store and they don't have to wear a mask? And they
it's
can walk up on you
it's
3 feet.
It's
like,
Trump.
Bitch, it's supposed
Trump.
To be 6 feet. Why are you 3 feet up on me? Why are you 2 feet?
No
Why
respect.
Are you coughing?
No respect
you know
for
what I'm
the people
saying?
Out
when
here.
Somebody cough around me, I'm like, I'm look, I'm running, okay? I'm running.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around nobody that got the coughs.
I had a customer that actually laughed after she coughed.
I'll tell you a funny story.
She laughed, and she got mad because I asked her, was she okay? I said, ma'am, do you need some water or something? And because I backed up when I said that, like, as her cough was coming out her mouth, I was already moonwalking into the shampoos. She did not have a fucking mask on. And she laughed as I was moonwalking back because I was dead ass serious.
Yeah.
And she thought that shit was game. And I was like, ma'am, do you need some water? Like, is it a dry throat or you're sick? And she was just like, oh, no, I'm just really hot. Yeah. Skeptical like fuck. It's scary as shit. Yeah. Scary.
Say, move, bitch.
Nah, the sad
get
part.
Get out the way. Get out the way,
you know,
bitch.
You know,
get out the way. Move, bitch. Get out the
you
way.
You know, it's funny. It's funny that you just went through a scenario like that because I went through another scenario like that. But I want to say about a week and a half ago at Brahms, I was in line trying to get some ice cream for the kids and the wife, and this lady walked in, probably in her mid-50s. She walks in on the side door of Brahms where the line was at. She walks in and gets close to me. She said, you in line? I said, yeah, I'm in line. I'm in line to get ice cream. And she looks at me, and she's standing right next to me. I look at her, and I'm just like, yo, like, I know you see these little tapes on the ground that say 6 feet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm giving her the look like, you don't see?
Bitch, back up.
Yeah, so she's just sitting there right by the door. I'm like, you could go behind me instead of being on the side of me, you know? So as the line, you know, moves, I move and everything. And I grab my ice cream. I got more ice cream than she did. She only had like a little shake or whatever. So then she's trying to rush me to pay because my ice cream is not done. But her shake is done, so she has it in her hand. So I guess she want to go in front of me. So she get close to me to my left shoulder. Mm-hmm. So I
at
look,
that point, Jose,
I look at her and I'm just like, are you in a hurry or something? So when I looked at her, I just said, you in a hurry or something? I got my mask on. I'm just looking at the lady crazy. She's like, nah.
You get his face.
Nah. I'm quite sure she was scrunched up like that.
So I went on here and just paid. I just paid for my stuff. I said, you stupid ass bitch.
Jose, you so kind these days because in that moment when she got up to
my left
shoulder.
Yo, but she really did that though.
When she got up to my left shoulder, I would have said, ma'am, can you back the fuck up 6 feet, please?
Yo, and
like,
she had
I have no problem asking people to back the fuck up.
But you know what the crazy part about it? She had the audacity to smile when I said, are you in a hurry or something? No.
Bitch, you must be.
Like, you know what you're doing wrong, bitch.
Right.
Back up.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing. If more people acknowledge the fact that 6 feet is the new way of living.
That's the way.
If you acknowledge that, then
respect
people's fucking space. Even if you feel like COVID-19 is not important to you or the shit ain't serious to you. It's serious to some of us. Mm-hmm. Some of us, we know people who's been affected and people are dying every day. And all we ask is that you respect our fucking personal space and back the fuck up. If I'm in line and someone's more than 6 feet, like I went in AutoZone and they had the little things on the line, but people were standing wherever the fuck they wanted to stand, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I stood on the 6 feet from the guy who was in front of me. I literally walked 6 feet back. And when the guy came up behind me, if he wasn't 6 feet, I was literally going to say hell was in my ear pod.
I was telling him,
if he don't back the fuck up, like, I'm about to go off up in here. You got to make people respect your personal space because it could be an idiot out there just getting sick, walking around, and it could just be 2 moments that you're around him and now you have it and you're affecting your family and your friends and all the people that you know. And now you're spreading to your neighborhood because you may in those 14 days before you even show symptoms end up at Walmart, PetSmart, goddamn, the gas station, fucking 7-Eleven, 1,000 goddamn times, Starbucks, everything. You know what I'm saying?
That shit is a never-ending spread. So if people don't respect that shit, it's going to keep spreading. And it's never going to be an ending to this bullshit.
At the end of the day, the way I look at it is that the only reason we have the amount of numbers that we have, or the recorded numbers that we have compared to China and everybody else that had the coronavirus, I believe it's because of the ignorance.
Absolutely.
Motherfuckers won't stay absolutely in their goddamn house.
They don't, nobody wants to respect. They don't want to follow rules. They don't want to respect.
Why are you at the fucking mall when it's a pandemic
or
going on?
Or you're at the beach or you have
you
a little get
you
together.
You couldn't order them fucking stinking ass shoes online? Mm-hmm. They ugly as hell anyway.
Yo, but I wanted to tell y'all something. I don't mean to cut y'all off and take y'all off the subject, off the loop. But earlier, my wife, right here, Erica, a.k.a. E, had something that it really made sense. And I don't think y'all ever thought about it. But y'all probably have. But it's crazy because it'll make you think. I know. But go ahead, tell them what you was telling me earlier, how we was sitting here thinking. So y'all know, like, about 6 months, let's say 6 months ago.
Oh, okay, no.
Go ahead, I'll let her tell it. Cause it's
okay. So listen no, to this. This is just a theory I had. And I just used the Popeye's chicken sandwich as a, example, I guess.
Because it was something big.
Because it was something big that everybody was going crazy about, right? The Popeye's chicken sandwich. So when the Popeye's chicken sandwich first came out, how long did it take y'all to get a chicken sandwich?
About like
Like you wasn't all into the hype when it first came out. Okay.
No.
We wasn't either.
I ain't hype on shit.
I didn't have my first, exactly. Like a month ago, 2 months ago, we just had our first chicken sandwich. Okay. So basically, when that chicken sandwich first came out, think about all the people that was rushing there. So what I told Jose was one day we was riding, I was like, yo, I had a moment.
He was conspiracy theorist.
What if everybody think about it, everybody that ate a chicken sandwich, everybody that was talking about it, what if everybody that ate a chicken sandwich are the people that's catching the coronavirus?
Bitch, then we all got it.
No,
When it first came out. When the videos on Facebook was like, everybody gonna look like this from eating the fucking chicken sandwiches. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and they put those memes out that said, in 5 years, we gonna hear this commercial.
Yeah.
Did you have a chicken sandwich back in 2019?
Call this number for a settlement.
Exactly.
Because we have a class action suit against Popeye. Right. Yeah,
so
I know.
So you think population control, what's the easiest way to do population control?
Food. But through people food.
Boom, that's what it is.
And if they can't do it, they're not going to fuck with the fruits and the natural stuff because that's going to discredit all the farmers.
Exactly.
It's going to put too many people out of business.
So you think about it, the fastest way to do that shit is through food. So you think about the new hit shit that came out and everybody was killing each other for it.
I don't mean to go into color or anything like that. But who was the first ones that attacked
black people?
The whole niggas. They knew.
Wait,
niggas.
But listen though. See, but you really let me finish the other topic. These conservatives out here where we live in Texas and any other Republican conservative state, these people out here feel like ain't nobody gonna tell me that I gotta wear a mask to go up in here to go shop, wherever the hell they're going. So basically that's why you see some people with masks, some people without masks, because some people feel like you're taking away my liberal right. My freedom. You're taking away my freedom.
And that's this ignorant, redneck, backwoods.
There's a video of a lady crying on social media saying that, like, this is wrong. We shouldn't have to wear masks to go into a place to go shop. Yes, you should.
Ma'am, I wish my company would make you motherfuckers wear masks. I wish.
Every race got nasty people in it, but I've seen plenty of Caucasian people step out of the restroom, where the fuck they coming out of, and they don't wash their damn hands. I've seen that shit several times.
That happens all the time.
A lot of times. I ain't even gonna say something.
Well,
I
know me and G are witnesses of I mean, in the type of environment that we worked in, I mean, Oldfield, we witnesses of recognizing and seeing employees on a regular not wash their hands coming out of the bathroom.
Yeah,
and I mean,
it's
sad. It's sad because the way I used to think it was more like,
I had to correct one of my associates, and I was sitting at the desk making the schedule, and then she went behind me and went inside the restroom, and then I heard when she flushed, it's no way in the fuck you wash your hands for 20 seconds, let alone 3 seconds, ma'am, before you touch that door. And I was like, ma'am, please go wash your hands for 20 seconds. Thank you. Like, and then sanitize that door. That's nasty. And it's a lot of people around me who I see, I be like, damn, y'all some nasty motherfuckers. Like, I wash my hands so much to where they're raw. Where they're dry and cracking. Yeah, where I have to put cream.
Yes. Because it hurts.
Every time I interact with people, I'm washing my hands. I don't touch my face. I don't touch my car. I don't touch my phone. I don't touch anything. I'd be like a surgeon walking to the bathroom washing my hands. And then I sanitize every door, every hour on the nose. Like, my people, all my employees that work for me think I am insane and out of my mind. But I've been like this prior to this shit. So I've been a big fanatic on spreading germs because I see how quickly one cold can pass through a whole store. Now they're starting to take me serious. On our trip to New Orleans, right before COVID-19, I was the only one the whole time while we were traveling. I was like, don't touch nothing. Walking around with hand sanitizer. Don't touch nothing. Wash your hands. Cough into your elbows. I was like, don't touch nothing. I said, don't pick up nothing. Don't eat nothing. Don't eat before you wash your hands. Like, I was like a fucking crazy person. And my kids was looking at me like I lost my mind. But I was watching the news prior to us leaving, so I knew what was happening. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I knew what was coming, but I was just really overdoing it. And I'm happy that I did overdo it because everybody that was down there doing Mardi Gras got COVID-19. So the fact that we was down there right after it and we didn't, thank God, we missed the wave. Right. Yep. And we missed it by being very, very clean. Hotel, I'm in there sanitizing everything. Yes, the maid did it, but they don't sanitize hard. So I'm in there sanitizing everything before you touch the elevator button. You know, I'm being hella extra. And now I'm so happy I did that.
Because you saved your family.
People are so nasty. Like, imagine how much shit they touch before they touch the elevator button.
Literally.
You know, it's
straight
it's,
poo.
It's sad. It's sad, but I know Rel seen it, but it's just the fact how they just, and I mean, if you're a dipper, you're a dipper, you know what I mean? If you're a smoker, you're a smoker. I respect that, you know what I mean? But it's just the fact how I know me and him have seen how they stick their finger in, you know what I'm saying? And just pull that thing out and just flick it off. And it's all saliva, it's all germs. And I mean, I ain't trying to single just anybody. I mean, I'm just saying. It's just nasty.
Just bottom line, with this pandemic that we having right now, we all need to learn how to be more cleanly people. I mean, I know everybody practice that, but everybody need to do it. And then
we need to do it for one another.
Exactly.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Right.
Because I can be clean all day, but if somebody come and sit next to me and they cough on me, guess what? My clean ass is just about to get sick because they're nasty.
Right.
So look out for each other. Exactly. That's all you gotta do.
If we trying to move forward, right, we can't continue moving forward with the ignorance because what you doing is what your kid is picking up. Mm-hmm. So what you put out is what your kid's gonna pick up when this whole pandemic calms down or this whole quarantine calms down and kids got to go back into school. You got to set the right example. This is where it's like a test. We're all being tested and see how we can do as parents as well, too, as humans.
But you know what?
As humans, as people, but also as parents, too. If we could follow and if we could give those ditch out. Basically, you take in what is given and when you ditch out what, you know what I mean, the right thing, not just...
Right.
Not ditch out the bullshit, you know?
Right.
So. I don't know. All in all, before we end this podcast, all I can say is that this whole pandemic, I'm 32 years old. I'm sure people older than me have never experienced anything like this in American... No. Well, I can't say in American history because they did have like the Spanish flu and all that. But our generation and probably up to our parents, because I don't believe that our parents probably have experienced anything like this. This is something new for everybody. But at the end of the day... On the positive side of this whole pandemic, our husbands work, they worked, past tense, 12 hours plus a day. So now they're at home and they get to be more involved. They were already involved with their families, but to have them
wasn't no deadbeat more, ass dads.
Yeah, to have them more involved is an amazing thing, man. Like, for real. That's what I'm grateful for at this whole thing. To have my family whole, because he used to come home tired, whatever, didn't want to do much. Okay, cool. I had to pick up the slack. Now it's like, you ain't got no excuse to be lazy.
And we doing podcasts all day.
Yeah, boom, there it is.
We locked
in. It's like, all in all, everything that's going on. I'm thankful for a healthy, safe family. That's it.
At the end of the day, what I have taken out of this whole thing is enjoy all the time that you didn't have before in the past with your family, and you can enjoy it now.
Has his snoring got tolerable?
Yes, it's his very tolerable.
His snoring is tolerable, too. Yeah,
I can actually fall asleep after him.
Rico or Jose, whatever you... Jose.
So, our next topic is... how is homeschool going?
Oh, shit. We call it the DL. The distance learning.
Oh, my God.
Distance learning.
I know if you have a child that's in elementary school, middle school,
I feel for you.
High school, any school right now,
I feel for you.
We're going to give ourselves a round of applause.
Yes, hold on.
And shout out to all the teachers, you know, because I used to be like, man, I don't want to hear that shit. Don't tell me nothing about my damn son or my daughter. But now,
my baby ain't do that.
But now I got a different perspective.
Diamond Sound Productions.
Well, we will mix your sound for you.
Diamond Sound Productions.
Well, we will mix your sound for you.
Whether it's a hot 16 or muddy mix,
we got the sound that's right for you. We got the sound down. We got the sound that's right for you.
We specialize in Foley, audio engineering, game sound design, podcast, video, co-writing,
come let us grace you with this diamond sound.
Check us out at diamondsoundproductions.com. Diamond Sound Productions.
Well, we will make your sound for you.